People like to compare the Affordable Care Act to a stool with three legs. The first leg mandates that insurers can't discriminate against potential buyers. The second leg requires people to have insurance, and the third provides subsidies to those who don't have enough money to buy insurance on their own. It's that third provision, the subsidies, that's up for review. The plaintiffs argue because of the law's wording, only people living in states with their own healthcare exchanges are allowed to receive money from the government to fund their insurance. People in states without their own marketplaces, including Indiana, aren't entitled to subsidies, they argue. David Ortlicker, a professor and co-director of the Hall Center for Law and Health in Indianapolis, says if the Supreme Court sides with the plaintiffs, the entire federal marketplace could collapse.
They want to yank one of the legs of that three-legged stool out.
Ortlicker doesn't see that happening, though. After all, the phrase in question comprises four words in a 900-page document favoring federal assistance.
Even if you buy the argument that there's no ambiguity, we're stuck with the statutory language, then the court's not going to, you know, adopt an interpretation that, you know, goes totally against the purpose of the act and unravels the act rather than promotes the act.
According to estimates, more than 200,000 Hoosiers receive subsidies tallying more than $1 billion under the Affordable Care Act. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentem.